Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Morning.
Now, I want to talk about the Iraqis, because they're feeling their oats, and that's a good thing. The Prime Minister of Iraq yesterday said, and I quote, "Iraqis are now ready to stand up on their feet and protect themselves. We are no longer in need of U.S. combat troops," end of quote.
Okay. I saw that. I think they want our troops out by the end of this year. At least that's what they have told the Pentagon.
Except for the Air Boys. They want our pilots there and our planes. And our advisors.
If we pull out, we're not going to, expose our guys, so we would probably base them out of someplace else.
Well, I do know they want the advisors there, and they did say that they'd like to have the aircraft and the continued American air support, which they could do from Kuwait, I suppose.
Right.
Now, the other thing is, I was watching some of the videos and what was going on, but in Afghanistan, the United States struck the Taliban forces that had captured a bunch of our equipment, which included a few tanks, a few MRAPs, some of the Humvees, some of the bigger howitzers and whatnot, and if we couldn't capture, we destroyed it by air.
Well, the truth of the matter is, why is our stuff there? If we're leaving, why don't we take it with us? Well, we were apparently just sort of handing it over to Ashraf Ghani and the Afghani forces, but yet they're just not equipped, to stand alone. And Mark Milley says, that they are, and Biden says that they are, but they're just not.
That's right.
We don't have any choice but to, what we're leaving behind is a gift. We know that the Taliban's going to get their hands on, so we don't have any choice but to track it and blow it up.
And unbeknownst to the Taliban, they probably know it now, some of that stuff, once you fired it up and moved it, the GPS activated, and they knew right where it was.
Precisely. Not to mention that we've got, drones operating. We still have advisors there that are, watching this kind of thing. But, the Taliban has also given the ultimatum that they want Ashraf Ghani removed. And that's the next phase of their peace deal. So if the president goes, then Kabul goes.
Now, I've been told that Eric Prince and his guys are over there. They were hired by the Afghanis. Any truth to that?
I there's no way for me to.
Well, I don't know. I've just heard it that he had a meeting.
My gut tells me no, because our Pentagon is woke, and Milley didn't want that. Biden was not going to want it because it was a Trump thing. And so my guess is no.
Okay, well, we'll find out soon enough, I guess. Now, the other thing is that Texas yesterday began their arresting of illegal immigrants for trespassing as part of Governor Greg Abbott's new border security plan. And, oh, by the way, they also started building the wall in the areas where it needed to be built in Texas.
It's really not a wall. It is, I think it's a 10-foot high fence with the razor wire, double razor wire at the top. So that is, in fact, going up. If for nothing else, it'll slow some of this stuff down. It's not going to stop it, but it'll slow it down enough for the, all the resources that, Greg Abbott has mobilized, can begin to arrest these people. They've arrested several. They had jails, I think, with as many as 10,000 beds. I do not know if that's the right number, though, but I'll just put that out there.
One sheriff yesterday said that he had used a warehouse, one of the ones right on the border. I think it was near Del Rio or something. It was the guy with the gray hair, the older Latino fella. Yeah, and he said they had a warehouse that they had set up. And I know back in the day, not very long ago, there were some abandoned warehouses, or not warehouses, Walmart stores. And I wonder if that's what they're using.
I have no idea.
Well, I guess we'll find out soon enough, won't we? Because the reporters ought to go. Although I did hear him ask the Fox reporter that was reporting. He says, the guy here on this end says, have you seen any other reporters down there? He says, nope. Nope. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. And Denise Simon here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. Got more to talk about.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hello, America. My name is Huggy. I am the Patriot Pope.
A lot of history sometimes can be boring to kids, but the way that you've done this, this is extremely educational for anybody that wants to learn about America and how this country got started.
Yes, his family goes down through history, encompassing the 13 conflicts America has been involved in, and his family members either participate in the conflicts themselves or they participate as a family.
Now, these are great books. They come at a great price. It's a great deal for anybody that wants to teach their kids about America. Don't forget to check out Tuggy the Patriot Pup. TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website. You want to go there, you want to take a look at it, because I'm telling you, those of you that have grandchildren, those of you that have little kids, and you're concerned about your kids not learning about American history, guess what? That's how they're going to learn.
Wow. I'm impressed. I didn't know the dog could talk. Did you, Denise?
Sounds like there's a little bit of an accent in there, too.
Yes, there's a little bit of the British now, because we are talking about colonial times, you know. But anyway, I'll tell you to patriotpup.com. Okay, what's going on in Ukraine, the Ukraine? Because Ukrainian lawmakers are urging our Congress to talk to the Russians and say, hey, man, quit building that pipeline.
Well, Ukraine was going to be the big loser in all of this. Yep. And, you know, Trump, you and I have talked about this before, but Trump went through an impeachment because of Ukraine. And, I mean, by no fault of his own. But it appears that the Biden administration has pulled some fast ones here, and they pretty much told Ukraine to shut up and not whine about this Nord Stream 2 pipeline that Biden approved. Remember at the G7 that Biden refused to meet with Zelensky, and he went there to meet with them, to be there. And so the United States and Germany have come to an accommodation on how they're going to go forward and allow Russia to build the Nord, or complete the Nord Stream, which bypasses Ukraine altogether. Now, Ukraine is full of pipelines coming out of Russia into Eastern Europe and whatnot. So Ukraine is a big loser here. This is billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. So I think after a while, Zelensky, Ukraine said, you know, I don't like this, and I don't think that he's going to shut up like the Biden administration told him to. So all things are not finished with this one. But I would also watch very carefully, because we need to remember what happened many, many years ago. Well, I should say many. At the end of the Olympics, what was it, or towards the end of the Olympics, what was it that Russia did? Well, they went in and annexed Crimea.
Yeah.
They could very well have a, we could have a twofer here where Russia could annex Ukraine and China could annex Taiwan. So I would say watch this one pretty carefully, because things are not looking good over there.
Yeah, well, it's a bad part of the world, and of course Russia's trying to stretch their money. By the way, because we do have a weak president, there's a lot of things that are going on that normally wouldn't have gone on under, say, Donald Trump.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they're going to take full advantage of it while they can. Did you happen to see Joe Biden's trip to Virginia for Terry McAuliffe to go to that little event that he was having? And I guess the hall probably sat about 3,000, maybe 33 or 400 people, and they had about 300 to 400 that were there. They tried to make the crowd look bigger than it was until the cameras panned out a little bit. Then you can see there was nobody there.
Yeah, and he also got heckled.
Oh, yeah.
By a couple of people. Nobody cared. And I think only like 200 people were watching it on a live stream.
Well, here we go again. You got to wonder, of course, we know they're going to cheat somehow. They're going to figure out how to cheat. You got to wonder how Terry McAuliffe can win anything when he's not putting the people at his events and he's not gathering the crowds. And the other guy, the Republican, who's a businessman, is just packing them in.
Virginia's about had it. A lot of these Virginia voters, if for nothing else, what is really happening there with the school system and critical race theory, and then certainly with law and order or lack thereof. So I think that pretty well, most of the voters are pretty well through with Democrat leadership in Virginia.
Now, the real Joe Biden finally emerged at the CNN town hall the other night. We didn't hear about this until after the fact, because for some reason this didn't get out right away. But he's,
nobody watched it.
Yeah, well, that's probably. But he's continuing to push the to eliminate the sale of guns that can fire multiple rounds. And he misspoke when he said pistols that can fire 20, 40, 50, 100, 150 rounds. Well, I don't know any pistol that can do that, number one.
Nobody does.
Yeah, and then, he talked about the rifles, too. But, I mean, he's making things up on the fly. And when he does it and it's wrong, it's really wrong.
Yeah.
So when does Kamala take control? That's my question.
Not until he takes a cognitive test and fails.
And that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Right. And we go through the 25th Amendment, which isn't going to happen, or he gets impeached, which isn't going to happen.
Right.
So the only thing we have is that he's going to have to resign due to health reasons.
Do you think he will? A lot of people are asking.
I know they are. Can you about imagine the conversations that were going on in this White House? Because Jill is over there at the Olympics. So she's not back at 1600 holding his hand and filling in the gap. So who is?
Susan Rice? I don't know.
I would imagine. Or Anita Dunn. So, I can about imagine the kind of babysitting duties that are going on right about now since Jill's not there.
By the way, Eric just said, think about it for a second. Guns that can fire multiple rounds equates to semi-automatic.
Yeah. It goes without saying.
Yeah. Now, conservative leaders are calling on the feds to cease their collusion with social media platforms like Facebook. Twitter. You think they will?
And Google. No, I don't. And even if they did, there are so many former Google, Facebook higher ups that are now working in this White House.
Right.
That there's always going to be a pipeline into big tech. So no, it isn't going to stop.
And then yesterday we had a flotilla of boats that started out in Miami. The Cubans going to see if they can show their support for the Cubans in Miami in Cuba. And they stopped in Marathon, they stopped in Key West, added more boats along the way. There was at least 100 boats in the flotilla that I saw. I don't know how close they're going to get. Our Coast Guard's in between them, of course, and Cuba. And I don't know how close they're going to get to anything, but I haven't heard a word since they left, have you?
No.
So I wonder what's going on, because they would be...
I would say from a security standpoint, there's probably very little that's going to be reported on that.
Because some of the boats had supplies on for the people in Cuba, and I just don't see that getting through either.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Cubans come out to meet them with their gunboats, they'll load them on the gunboats and say, oh, yes, we take the people. Yeah, right. They'll eat good for a month.
it's not a good equation.
All righty. Well, you have yourself a great weekend. I'll be in touch with you a little bit later. And have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check it out, sign up for her article, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As cases of COVID-19 are rising once again among the unvaccinated, White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says those who haven't been vaccinated are at risk.
Getting vaccinated is to protect your health, that of your family, and that of the community.
The rise in cases is being blamed on the Delta variant and the leveling off of vaccinations. St. Louis and Austin, Texas, are the latest cities to bring back mask mandates indoors and on public transportation beginning on Monday. Touring a vaccination clinic in Salinas, California, that's hoping to vaccinate farm workers in the area, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
My dad was a farm worker, and I know what that work was like, and I know what they go through. They are essential workers.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are, and this is our military and veterans segment of the program on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll let them tell you about themselves, and then we'll tell you where they're at and how to take the tour.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses by which you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. They've got the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay at Clearwater. And then they've got the one just outside Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, what I like to tell everybody that's even remotely interested in becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech is to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is closest to you. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities and find out what they're all about. You'll be glad you did, because you'll be able to talk to not only a student or two, with probably an instructor or two, and you certainly will be able to line up and find out about the financing, because if you're a post-9/11 military veteran, your education is more or less going to be paid for, especially if you haven't used your benefits yet. Now, if you're pre-9/11 military veteran, you may have already used up all or some of your educational benefits. You'll have to check, and they would be more than happy to check that for you at National Aviation Academy. Now, for some reason you don't have, as a veteran, any educational benefits left, then you do exactly what the civilians do. You fill out a student loan, and away you go. But at any rate, you'll be able to find out what you'll be able to do. But I'm telling you right now, if you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, you will hurt for nothing. You will be able to go to work anywhere in the world. Your certification is good for any place, anywhere, anytime. And you can make a lot of money in some of these countries working overseas. A lot of money. Six-figure salaries, not uncommon. $60,000, $70,000 a year here in this country, not uncommon to start with. All right. I'm going to tell you about the report in the Wall Street Journal today about the United States and Iraq. The headline is, U.S. and Iraq to agree that combat troops should leave by the end of 2021. Here's the context of the story. Top Iraqi and U.S. officials plan to issue a statement calling for U.S. combat troops to leave Iraq by the year end, both nations' officials have said. But they would reaffirm the need for a U.S. military presence to help Iraqi forces in their fight against the Islamic State. Now, the Iraqi Foreign Minister Fuad Hussein told the Wall Street Journal, and I quote, "We don't need any more fighters because we have them. What we do need, we need cooperation in the field of intelligence. We need help with training. We need troops to help us in the air." So I guess that would mean that we would still have a base in Iraq. That's the way I take that. And by the way, part of the problem that they're having with the VA is illustrated in this headline in Military Times today. The VA is delaying the further rollout of the new multi-billion dollar record system until 2022. What the hell is that all about? It was supposed to be done 2 years ago. Of course, they don't tell you that, do they? But that was sped up under Donald Trump. I know that because the folks at Concerned Veterans for America were involved in that and put the big push on. I was indirectly involved in that because I am a member of Concerned Veterans of America, and I was aware of what was going on, but it got delayed, and now we're talking another 2 years, or at least 1 year anyway. Now, the DOD is going to see a big budget boost, a military justice overhaul, under a Senate proposal coming up. The $740 billion defense authorization bill proposal has received bipartisan support in the Senate Armed Services Committee. We'll see what happens there. We'll keep our eyes on that. In addition, a bipartisan group of lawmakers wants to force the Pentagon to identify supply chain vulnerabilities. Now, we'll see how that works out. And the Senate Armed Services Committee has approved language in its annual defense policy bill that would require women to register for the draft. Didn't say they're going to go in, just said register for the draft. And here's some sad news coming from the Army. Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, which if you haven't been there, it's literally in the middle of nowhere in Missouri, reported 26 suicide attempts last year, the highest number of basic trainee suicide attempts at any base the Army had. Wow. Wow. By the way, this week, the United States launched several airstrikes in support of Afghan forces this week. They are the first known U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan since General Scott Miller, who had been the top U.S. commander in the country, relinquished his command and left the country last week. Now, we've got drones flying around, as Denise pointed out. So some of these airstrikes could very easily be the drones flying around going after targets of opportunity. Because as we told you, with some of the military hardware that they took, it had GPS in it. That's how they knew it was where it was at. And they went and saw to it that they destroyed it, so the Taliban can't use it anymore. By the way, the British aircraft carrier HMS Queen Elizabeth and its carrier strike group carried out a two-day exercise called Exercise Konkan with the Indian Navy from July 21st to 22nd in the Bay of Bengal. And, of course, the Queen Elizabeth is going to be in the Pacific, South Pacific. That'll be its theater of location. There's another aircraft carrier in the group. I'm not sure, an American carrier. Not very far away. I'm not exactly sure where they're at or which one it is, so I'm not going to speculate. I did know, but I haven't seen the name in a while. By the way, the U.S. military is preparing to house as many as 35,000 Afghan interpreters and family members at two American bases in Kuwait and in Qatar in an expanding effort to aid those who face Taliban retribution for helping American forces, and they better do it quick. They better do it quick, because the Taliban, as they expand their presence in Afghanistan, they are hunting these people down. They know who they're looking for. We need to get those people out. We need to get those people out. Hopefully we'll be able to do just that. Serious stuff. Serious stuff. By the way, speaking of serious stuff, the nation's capital, did you see the police chief? He went absolutely ballistic. Absolutely ballistic. And I don't blame him about the shootings in downtown Washington, D.C. Pretty much in broad daylight, I might add. What a shame. Yeah, it's a nice base, but it's in the middle of nowhere, Al. That was the point. Military does have nice places in different places, but they put things in certain places for reasons. A lot of time it's because of what is stored on the base. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Weekend edition coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I sure will. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, as well as up and down the East Coast in the Midwest and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Boy, have they got them. And they are commanding a great resale price. Right now, used vehicles have gone up anywhere from 20 to 45%, depending on what you're driving. You can upgrade your ride right now, get more money for the trade-in than what you thought you were going to get, maybe even have some extra money, use it for a trip to go take your new car on a ride. Now, Moss Nissan, their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And why don't you test drive the Rogue while you're there? That is the hottest SUV on the market, the Nissan Rogue.
right now. And I mean, if you thought it was good before, wow, it's better now. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get taken great care of. Don't forget, they have locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. When you do that, you're going to get an extra $500 off. When you go in the door and tell them the captain sent you, that's the automatic buzzword that gets you an extra $500 off the vehicle that you're driving. So do that and see what happens. All right. Taking a look at some news from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve's Monetary Policy Making Committee is set to meet again on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. The last time they met was in mid-June. Now, the Consumer Price Index had been running hotter than expected at 0.6% in May and 3.8% compared with the pre-pandemic in February of 2020. But food was up 0.4% at the time. Gasoline had actually slipped 0.7 lower. That's not the case today. And the standard year-over-year, their comparison, had inflation running at even. Now, that's not true anymore either because inflation is at about 15%. Now, everyone agrees that it does not really make sense to run annual comparisons against the lockdown economy. And now inflation is running much hotter. Food prices have jumped 0.8% in June. Gasoline soared 2.5%. Overall, the price level rose 0.9% and is up 4.7% compared with February of 2020 and 5.4% compared with a year earlier. Now, the Kansas City Fed reported this week that the records of manufacturers in the American heartland expect that prices will be higher yet as they continue to go up. Now, when the hotter-than-expected June inflation reports first came out, Biden, of course, and his administration argued that most of the inflation was being driven by just a few items suffering from shortages. Not anymore. Not anymore. Anybody just telling you that is smoking you. Just isn't true. So, think about that. Oh, by the way, don't forget my friends this weekend. Great weekend to stop by Everglades Equipment Group and check out their stuff that they have for your yard and your garden, fertilizer, potting soil, plants, seeds. The tools to work in the garden or work on the lawn, push lawnmowers, self-propelled mowers, riding mowers, weed whackers, trimmers, you name it, they got it. And if you're listening to me right now in the state of Florida, there are four Everglades Equipment Group stores within the sound of my voice at my radio affiliates where you can hear me, you know where they're at. You always get reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. Everglades Equipment Group. You'll be glad you did. Now, we're going to wrap up with where we go from here come Monday morning. You're going to see a lot of talking head shows over the weekend. And I'm not sure what they're going to be mentioning. You know, you would think that maybe some of it will be Joe Biden and the fact that he's getting closer to losing it altogether. Maybe you'll hear this one. Biden is not more popular than Donald Trump, and most voters like Barack Obama more than Trump or Biden. Now, that's just the way it is, but 51% of likely U.S. voters have at least a somewhat favorable opinion of Joe Biden, including 33% whose opinion is very favorable. Now, 48% view Biden unfavorably, including 39% who have a very unfavorable opinion of him. In the meantime, Donald Trump's numbers are higher than Joe's, and Joe's numbers aren't as high, or Donald Trump's, as Barack Obama. Now, did you hear about the slip that Joe Biden made up in Washington State? The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms says enough is enough. Joe Biden is continuing to push to eliminate the sale of guns that can fire multiple rounds, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether or not it's a rifle. Now, it's a given that Joe Biden's six short months to follow up the economy has gone on, and he's going to continue to do more of the same. It's a given that he's reversed this country's energy independence, causing fuel prices to soar. It's a given he's declared war on free speech. And now it's a given that he's acknowledged in his Freudian slip that he really does want to ban handguns. Because he said it. He said it. Biden was responding to a question from the audience in which he stated, and I quote, "The idea you need a weapon that you have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous. I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things, but I'm not likely to get that done in the near term." He went on to say the nation has been in trouble, and he's going to do something about it. Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving. And Alan Gottlieb, our friend up there in Seattle, and his organization is going after him. The Second Amendment group, as well as the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And they're serious about what they're doing. They're serious. And they're getting the job done, too. Might want to check them out and see what you think. Citizens Committee to Keep, or I'm sorry, for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. There you go. And I know that I've had the opportunity to talk to Alan, and he's really a great guy. Well, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so that means it's time to say toodaloo for the weekend. But don't forget to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code CAPTAIN, save yourself a bunch of money, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. All right, I'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.